like a naked baby by its like foot.
You put a lid on the casket. But not even up.
You're just dragging it behind you, and its head is barely straight.
It's dangling like shitty suitcase.
And that's how Penguin is born.
Well,
no, born. I mean, he was born. Not born, but born created, through a vagina.
Created.
No, he's trained by circus folks who happen to have penguins around for
and
some reason.
Access to a zoo. Oh, that's right. That they don't really ever.
Really?
Well, Catwoman did get licked to death by cats. And
No.
No, brought back,
she got brought back to life.
Brought back to life.
She was thrown out of a window.
Right.
That's what killed her.
By fucking Christopher Walken.
Hey, Selena, Kyle, come here real quick. I got to ask you a question over here by the window.
Boom, out the fucking window.
Hey, I threw out the window.
That is the worst mildly good Christopher Walken impression I've ever heard in my life. Like, it's good enough to know it's Christopher Walken, but then awful after you realize it's Christopher Walken. So congratulations.
You're welcome. Yeah. I tried really hard on it. Thanks for ruining my day.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Would you like to do business?
Nah. You fucking like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe on iTunes. That's all you have to do. And we'll be happy.
Would you just do it already?
No, I don't want to fucking talk about it anymore. What's no one else is doing it, apparently. Nobody else has left us a review on iTunes for like a month. For months.
For a month?
For months. So.
I mean, it's only been since July. I mean,
yeah,
whatever.
Fucking do it, people.
But we've had interaction on Facebook.
Not much this week. Fuck them.
Wow.
So anyway. And Facebook, Twitter, subscribe,
all right. Central
review,
Pod,
rate.
Comes Naturally, we are
Joe,
Mike,
I'm Cody, and we have a special guest today.
It's been a while.
And you are?
It's been a
Adam.
While.
You let him talk?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why would I not
I was
let
shocked.
Him
talk? Oh, new year, new leaf.
What? New leaf?
Yeah.
I'm not Groot, motherfucker. What are you talking about?
Whoa. That was 2 minutes and
dude,
17
I cussed
seconds.
Like 15 seconds into it. If you go
probably
back,
true. That's probably true.
I saw it and I was like,
I think he opened with
I'm
it.
I'm going for the gold this time, dude. I'm trying
oh,
to set a fucking
shit.
Record up in this motherfucker.
Then he looks and goes, oh, 15 seconds. That's a new record of how soon I can cuss, I guess. So, Adam, since you probably haven't been listening, thank you. Mike has started a thing every week where he doesn't try to like use bad language. The first time he did it.
I had a rough day today, though, so I don't have the mental energy.
He only went to like, what, you went
29
minutes.
Like, and just then, under, like, 28 something.
Then he fucked up the next week.
Yeah, like, minute two. Like, it was a quick turn. When I was actually trying, but, like, I was just, someone said something that was
it's
dumb or something.
Me.
And I was like, ah, fuck. That's not how it happened, but pretty much.
Like, ah,
and then last week, made it 30 minutes. And I got like deep in a discussion, and I was really focused on trying to get my point out.
And then the sentence enhancers came out.
Yeah, and so fuck. And it wasn't even like I was like, and this fucking thing. It was like, I said, and fucking like, it made me so mad. I was disappointed when I was listening back to it. I was like, stupid.
Like, you fat fuck. I know
you
do better.
Fat worthless piece of shit. What is wrong? Why can't you not fucking cuss for 2 fucking minutes?
And he rolls his window down on the freeway in his truck and throws his phone out. And he's like, oh, you are a dumb fat fuck. That was your phone.
And then I got a new one, but it's expensive.
You just should throw up a cussing counter.
Like they did in that episode of South Park.
Yeah.
That counter would just explode.
Yeah.
Like, this guy? Fucking potty mouth.
Well,
next
we get it
week,
from
though,
Dignation, the
week,
counter.
Yeah.
Next week, I'm going an hour, though. I'm calling my shot. Next week, I go 1 hour, or the length of the podcast, or 1 hour, whichever one ends first. And
I'm going to end it at 29 minutes.
Whatever,
short
dude.
Episode.
And we're like, want the whole podcast.
Well, the challenge will be when... this is an announcement for everybody. We will be recording from the comic book store and starting in about two weeks.
Maybe.
Or so, if I look at the calendar right. Maybe. Anyways. But we'll try to keep it PG because we'll be in public with little kids running around. But there's no guarantee because Joe will be on the show.
Yeah.
So, in case people who listen to this have never seen Joe in public, he is fucking crazy.
Filthy.
Like you think Andrew Dice Clay specials have bad language?
Hey, fuck you.
He takes it to a whole nother level.
Joe has this game I like to play when we're in public, like at bookstores or like, you know, places that are quiet and like, you know, people are running around. He says, hey, look at my dick. And it's a game where he runs with his dick hanging out, and he runs up to like the oldest or youngest people he can find, but like, hey, look at my dick. It's kind of a fun game to watch.
You have to shout Randy Couture every time you do it, though.
No, that's Chuck Liddell.
Or Chuck Liddell. Sorry, you have to shout Chuck Liddell every time you do it, though.
It's true. I shared with them earlier about the story where
I was watching the best of like UFC knockouts from this year. And I didn't see the actual event, but I was watching one, and in the crowd, there was somebody in a full Chuck Liddell costume. Not like a costume, like a mascot costume with a giant Chuck Liddell head.
I think it was Chuck Liddell.
No, it wasn't Chuck Liddell. It looked like
Is it like an
NBA mascot.
Is it like that thing they do at the baseball games where they have the giant head like when they do the running, you know, like they do the
No. It looked just like an NBA mascot. Like that kind of material, but it was shaped like Chuck Liddell. And so this dude gets a gnarly knockout of somebody, and then it pans the crowd. Yeah, that's it. Show them. Look at that.
No, that's Chuck Liddell.
No, that's
pretty sure Chuck Liddell. It looks exactly like Chuck Liddell. Oh, no, the ears are smaller.
Yeah, the tattoo's off a little bit on the side of his head.
True.
But it freaked me out, dude. And no one made mention of it, and I don't know if they did during the actual show. But I was just watching a best of thing, and you get a gnarly knockout, and then it pans the crowd, and it didn't even, the camera pans the crowd to get everyone's reaction, and it's Chuck Liddell doing the Chuck Liddell, both arms out and his head up to the sky.
Is that Rogan?
No, that's Dana White. Yeah.
Where? Let me see.
It's Dana White and Joe Rogan.
Yeah, what happened is they time copped at one point, and now they're just like, what happened is like both of them came back. But the Dana White from the future touched the Joe Rogan from the past.
You could fit six melded of Dana together. White's
But because they're not the same person, they didn't go.
Time cop.
Yeah,
they just kind of
huge. Yeah. Ugh. Like they went, ugh. And that's where you get that because he looks like Dana White and
we
Joe Rogan.
Time cop.
Had a fuck baby.
We'll explain the fuck baby to you in a minute.
Right.
And what happened was that thing because. Like, everyone's like, oh, Dana White's getting fat. I don't know if you noticed or not. He's not fat.
He's just getting bigger.
Roided as fuck. Like, that dude's scary big. Mainly because he gets in those fucking middle of the goddamn face-offs during press conferences and have to make sure he doesn't get his ass whipped. Coked up John Jones starting fights and shit.
Rogan, everyone knows Joe Rogan from the UFC, but people...
Fear factor.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm talking, like, from an MMA standpoint. And... I think like hardcore fans know that Joe Rogan's, you know, black belt in jiu-jitsu. He was a state champion kickboxer, and he like entered like USA competition. It was pretty good when he was younger. He posted I think it was an Instagram or a Twitter or something like that today, saying that he wasn't much for New Year's resolutions, but since his back is healing up better, he's going to rededicate himself to fitness and jiu-jitsu full-time training. I'm like, you weren't dedicated
And you looked
fitness.
Like that?
You were fucking shredded. You're the smallest I've ever seen Joe Rogan in terms of, like, just mass, and he's completely shredded. I'm like, oh, I'm going to rededicate myself. Fuck you, Joe Rogan. You are in better shape than 99% of Americans.
Yeah, and you
and
weren't
now
dedicated.
Now you're going to dedicate yourself.
My back's finally healed up. I'm going to finally get to it. What were you doing in the meantime?
He has his own like fitness company, I think. On it.
Yeah, he's crazy. He makes supplements and exercise equipments, all kinds of weird shit.
Have you been on that website?
Yeah.
They have some crazy kettlebells.
Yeah.
It's just like heads of like an ape.
Yeah. The
So they're bringing in the back the Joe Rogan experience then.
Yeah.
They found the Yetis and they're using them as kettlebells.
The small ones are actually chimps. And you go up to like the bigger, like 45-pound ones, they're full fledged gorillas.
That's actually kind of awesome.
Dude, it is so much weed. That's ridiculous.
No,
so
DMT.
I caught because I listened to some of his podcasts. But they're super fucking long. Sometimes the people, I don't know who they are, so I'm like, skip. But I subscribed to it, and the other day I was on the computer. I wasn't doing anything, and he tweeted out, hey, live Ustream starting the podcast. And I was like, okay. So I had the Ustream up as I was doing other stuff. And I was watching him. And he, that room, like, I didn't see him smoke during that.
Because you couldn't see through the smoke?
But he was high as fuck. And I was like, wow. Yeah, dude, is super fucking stoned all the time.
They don't drug test announcers, sir.
And then, no. And then, well, did you see, like, someone when CM Punk signed? Someone was like, Joe Rogan should be CM Punk's first opponent. Which I thought, I was like, yeah, that would be kind of fucking cool, actually.
Yeah.
But it was a UFC fighter said it in a tweet. Joe Rogan replied to it and said, I would light up, like, that drug test, like one of those hammer competitions in a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Fair enough. Yeah.
That would be fun to see, though.
That would be fun to see.
Do you think CM Punk's going to win his first fight?
Depends on who they put him against.
Well, they said they're going to put him someone comparable record. So either 0-0 or like a 1 or 2-0 type of deal.
Someone who has a number but not like very high numbers.
Right. So it's going to be a relative no name.
Is there like a weight class that he's going in as?
I think he's going to be fighting...
Is he middleweight?
Middleweight. But he's going to do a test run to see if he can get to welterweight.
Okay.
Oh, to go down?
Yeah. Because if he can get to welterweight, I think he would rather there because there's some big fucking dudes at 185.
Yeah.
He's at a weird weight. I think he walks around like 205-ish probably.
Wow.
Like walking around. But I don't know.
What, they lose a lot of I'm sure you might weight. Know. What is he trained in anything specific?
No.
So he's literally
he's
just
been
going.
Doing jiu-jitsu for like a long time.
Okay.
And he had a real mild Kenpo background from way back in the day, but that means nothing.
Yeah.
That's like, I'm a kickboxer. Like, it doesn't really matter when you get into the UFC. And he's acknowledged that, but he says, like, I have done that. So I don't know, man. I like CM Punk a lot, but
he seems like a cool guy.
I'm not going to put money on him until I see him fight. Like, I'm rooting for him. Yeah. I'll watch that pay-per-view.
That'll be
for
awesome.
Sure.
We should all watch it here.
We will.
Yeah, we'll watch it here.
Depends on who else they put on that card.
It's true.
That fight should have proper grammar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The shit-talking will be very polite, though.
Yes, yes. Well, not polite, just structured.
No, his
correctly.
Will be pretty polite, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think he's going to get into a lot of shit-talking. I don't think
probably
he can.
Not.
He's handled all the criticism super well.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. He needs to at this point. So.
Yeah. But I would kind of like him just to go full WWE on, like, one of the Diaz brothers. Because The Diaz brothers are super pissed. They, like, they're calling him out and talking all kinds of shit about the UFC signing him. I'm like, hold up, motherfuckers. Nobody had a problem with the UFC signing a fat, overweight, way past his prime James Toney. But... everyone has this huge... I guarantee you James Toney made a whole lot more money than CM Punk's going to make for his first fight. And nobody has a problem with James Toney, but everyone's got an issue.
I forgot that fat piece of shit was in there.
See, what was so weird about that, it's so dangerous because he had knockout power, but he literally had nothing else. And he didn't train. Until when he walked in, he didn't train. He fought heavyweight against Randy Couture. This is when, like, Randy Couture is, like, towards the end of his career. He's not really fighting for titles or anything. He was, like, he even said, I want interesting opponents because he wasn't ready to retire yet. So he was like, yeah, I'll fight James Toney. James Toney was dumb enough to be like, yeah, I'll fight Randy fucking Couture. And he took him down with a single low ankle takedown. Junior high school wrestlers don't get away with that, dude. And it's like Randy Couture, like... like, it's like if you were messing with your little brother, and like we're talking a 15-year-old messing with like a 6-year-old, like that's what it looked like. He just reached down, grabbed his leg, dropped him on his back, got on top of him, punched him in the face a bunch. I was like, James Toney,
why? That's like a horrible fight.
Why did you do this?
Way to go, guys.
Yeah.
So, we didn't actually do any assignments.
No,
this week.
We were supposed to do war stuff. None of us did it.
Yeah,
it's a quasi supposed
I watched
to.
I thought about making a list. Like, literally just thought about making a list. I didn't get much further than that. Like, I was like, Saving Private Ryan, maybe, Black Hawk Down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Stop. Yeah.
He's like, oh, food break. And baiting.
Leave me alone, I'm baiting.
Leave me alone, I'm baiting. I told you I'm baiting. Idiocracy is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. It was.
So, yeah. So, we didn't have any assignments. So
that's why we just spent 15 minutes talking shit.
Yep.
UFC.
Yep.
It just happened.
Yeah.
It's fun, though.
It is fun.
Woo!
Ant-Man trailer, too. That just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ant-Man was pretty dope.
Yeah. They enlarged the original teaser trailer. I was so pissed off that they did
that. I laughed
so hard. It was funny. But
the next day,
really,
when the poster came out too, and it was all small, I was like, "Joe's me so fucking mad."
It's pretty genius.
I didn't get like a tweet, like a text message from him, so I figured he must have thrown his phone across the room. Joe just shattered his phone. He's like, "You fucks!" It was funny. Did you see the cover of Entertainment Weekly though, or like the picture Entertainment Weekly did with the magnifying glass? It was pretty dope. Which is weird, because then, like, today when Ant-Man number one came out by Nick Spencer, they had a Scotty Young cover. It was almost the exact same thing, with someone holding magnifying glass over Ant-Man. I was like...
The covers for that were pretty cool. They had, I think it was 12 different covers that showed him, depending on which way you arranged them. Like, yeah, he was either getting bigger and bigger and bigger with each cover, or getting smaller and smaller and smaller with each cover.
That's pretty funny.
And then there was another one that we saw at All About, where he's... Ant-Man is standing there like saluting, and you see like a bunch of like little dots.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't really realize it at first until Cody was like, "They're ants. They're like, they looks like
he's
a little army."
Ants. Well,
he's marching ants. I was like, "Oh, that's hilarious."
Yeah, it was hilarious. What
kind of phone is that, Adam?
iPhone 6 Plus.
It's way too fucking
big ass phone.
Hey, did you download the podcast? Go fuck yourself. The Dicarios don't listen to our show, even though both of them are on it.
I listen every once in a while.
I listen to it.
Yeah, huh?
I will.
Because I'm here.
You got to pimp it to all those Tempe people, dude.
Oh, I will.
Spread the word.
I'm going to ASU this semester.
Yeah.
So I will.
Give our cards to everybody.
Do you have cards?
Yeah. Actually, he does.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right.
Don't give him those.
CEO and owner.
Don't give him those. My phone, bro, on that. I don't want those fucking
We'll get other cards made up. Somebody was supposed to make a flyer.
Yeah, he's looking at me. Like,
I was like, I wonder if Joe's gonna be like, look at me, like, wait, was it Cody?
I was hoping Joe would be like, oh, was I?
And was I?
I totally forgot. He really was. He's like,
no, I totally did that.
But I don't. You didn't
like,
see it.
After I said that,
you didn't see the flyer
one day. I was like, I don't know how to make a fucking flyer, dude. Like,
but yet we're still waiting for it. So
yeah, okay, sure, you'll get it soon.
Throw a smoke bomb and vanish.
I don't think so.
Trip over Adam's chair on my way to
the not even a smoke bomb. It hits, and it's like a little fucking... Like,
it's a little... One. No, it's a little pop things. Ah, damn it. Grab the wrong thing.
Or he just lights up a big cigar, just starts puffing it.
Expect that smoke to be bigger. Daredevil announcement? Huh?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
April 10th?
Soon. So much sooner than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like way later in the year.
Yeah. Poster was pretty dope. And they did like a motion thing on the... On the Marvel website. It was pretty dope.
I thought July at the earliest. Like, that's what I was in my head thinking. Because didn't they just start filming, like, a couple weeks ago?
No, it's been a couple months.
Yeah, it started last year, like, midway through last year.
Like,
yeah.
Actual filming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because we got pictures of it, I want to say.
Because
like...
they showed it off at Comic-Con.
Oh,
remember
the
poster and everything?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah. They didn't show the show. They showed clips from it.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome. For the dumb people who waited in line for 7 days to get into fucking Hall H. It's ridiculous.
1 year I kind of wanted to do
they,
that.
Do they?
1 year.
They don't live stream any of that, do they?
Nope. Because of the exclusive content.
Yep.
Why don't they, like, set up another auditorium where they can just stream it?
There's always been talk of it, but they haven't done it.
I mean, I would like to see him.
Get more people. Like, even though if you're not there, it's kind of lame, but at least you get to watch everything.
Was it actually last year?
Or if you, like, put it on pay-per-view. If you go to Comic-Con.
No, because then they can't stop you from recording it.
What I would like to see them do is that after a lot of this stuff comes out, they release it. They record it, and then, you know, after the movie comes out, you can go back
and
watch.
Some of them put it up.
Like, I've seen
the video
some...
without the exclusive content in it. So they'll do, like, a video of the panel. But they
won't
show the video they're showing.
Right, but that sucks.
That's
because
not loud
a lot,
at all, Mike.
Because a lot of times you're sitting there watching that, and everybody in the audience is like, oh my God, that was awesome. And you're like, what?
I want to see
what
it.
Yeah.
We're stuck fucking searching YouTube for some
bootleg, you know.
Some fucking guy with his cell phone under his hand.
He won't fucking shut up and stop moving while he's recording.
You just see it go up and down.
I can't wait for the day for some asshole to try to selfie it. Like, do a selfie video of it. It's like,
he doesn't even watch it.
He's just like, oh, I'm watching Susan video, kind of.
That's pretty dope, dude.
Video commentary. Like, live video commentary.
Oh, yeah.
A color commentator for the panel?
Exactly, yeah.
Isn't that the panelist, though? And so Chris Evans is about working out for Captain America.
He's color commentating the panelists and the exclusive video.
So you couldn't hear the panelists, but the color commentator?
Yeah.
This all sounds way
too
fucking dumb.
Well, the reason why is because most people's phones don't have that very good of a microphone in them, so it's going to sound like shit anyway. So you might as well put something else that sounds like less shit over it.
Mike's enthralled.
Mike's like, it's so big. I've never seen something so big. Dude.
That Nokia phone you have, Cody, is bigger.
I think it's like the bezel on it is slightly bigger.
You know, it's
they're both 5.5 inch screens.
The screens are the same size, but like the bezel, I think on the Nokia.
Well, then is it
wider
then?
It could be the case is also throwing it off a little bit too.
It feels heavier.
But no, I love that phone.
Like it looks
great for comics.
But Jesus fuck!
I was reading Long Halloween on it.
Hey, don't read comics on your cell phone though, and then you don't have that problem.
Yeah, buy an iPad, you weirdo.
Or just
I sold my iPad
comic.
To get the MacBook Air.
Hey, some people
or
like
read
digital
on the
comics.
MacBook Air.
Like some people like digital comics. I don't know why those people exist, but
$5 for a trade.
Yeah,
on
sale. You know, look. Oh, I can read them whenever I want.
Yeah, see, you kept
my battery
up with
won't
it.
Die.
the art. You could appreciate the art so much better with an actual book in your hand, though. Too.
Oh yeah, no, I'm all for that.
Yeah,
but on the go. The phone works a lot
get,
better.
Like random issues here and there sometimes, but it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long
Try lugging that around, though. The absolute
you don't.
Is huge.
You read it at home.
Hey, you read it at home.
Yeah.
On the couch.
Only fucking weirdos read comic
books.
See,
I read
public.
This like at work, at school.
Well, you know what you should be doing at work and at school?
Work and school.
Working or doing
or
school
schooling.
Stuff.
I kind of expected him to say schooling.
I was expecting it too, kind of, actually.
You should go back to school. I hated teaching. So, yeah. Are you three ready for our little game?
I don't think it's going to work.
What game?
Jesus Christ.
I have an idea.
I kind of have an idea as well.
I have part of a plan.
Oh, you have a part of a plan. Let me guess. What percentage of a plan do you have?
I don't want to talk about it. What? I'll go to you. Go first, then I'll go. Just set it up, and then maybe we can get more in depth to it next week or. Down
do you
the
know what we're talking about?
No.
Okay. So remember this there? Afternoon when we were sitting down for lunch, and I said, "Hey, it would be a fun thing to do on the podcast today."
And he was like, "Nom nom nom."
Yeah,
fucking food,
that's exactly what. I
and
was
then there
doing.
Was this tall Canadian across the table from you, and this fat guy with a beard who just won't shut up. That guy was telling you about an idea that we were going to do on the podcast today.
Okay.
Do you remember what that was?
You put thought into this.
Oh, so this isn't a game. It's just a topic.
Everything's a game with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Life's a game, buddy.
I did think
about
that.
Michael Douglas.
Okay.
I got
minutes
two
of to win
them.
It, bitch.
You got two of them.
Well, I got one complete thought. Movie.
Right?
One
wasn't
half
it?
Thought.
Sean First off, I'm surprised you had a thought.
Do you like it's funny out there having a conversation? We're having a conversation.
I'll turn your mics off. So we'll
also
let our
normal.
Special guest go first.
Special guest.
He is special.
Yeah.
And he is a guest. So it makes him our special guest. Adam, what is your full thought?
Okay. Full thought would be Alan Wake.
Do you want to explain? Hold on. Do you want to explain exactly what we're
oh,
doing?
Yeah.
So like
That's
people don't
true.
Like. Why is this asshole just?
Wait, who's the asshole?
Just assholing
Adams.
Okay, gotcha. I was like, is it me again? Because that seems normal.
Yeah.
All right. So this topic
game.
Yeah, game. Do not slam the fucking mic down.
This is my new thing. I'm picking it up every time I want to talk into it.
No, because you can hear that.
Drop the mic.
That's how people know I'm done talking.
Like Mitch Hedberg. It made it even worse. Like Mitch Hedberg every time I I take a drag off the pipe. You're supposed to laugh. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so the game is we are going to think of something, a comic book, a real book, because comic books aren't real books, a movie, a TV show, a cartoon, whatever it happens to be that we want to see made differently or done into another media. Like I gave the example, and sorry, Joe, if I steal this from you. If you took Stargate and you made it a trilogy and it had the style of the Alien movies, the first two Alien movies, not the rest of them, and then you had someone like Christopher Nolan direct it.
I've said that many times, though. So.
I'm just saying, that's an example.
Yeah, that's a good example.
That's the game.
It would be awesome.
So the rules of the game are you pick a subject or some kind of title that you want to see made. Pick how you want to make it, movie, TV show, cartoon, whatever it happens to be. If you have a style you want to see it made in, like a horror movie, whatever, and then if you have a director and a writer in mind. And there's no, like, and this is like, if you were a multi-billionaire, you had as much money as you want, you're not going to get funding, you're funding this motherfucker yourself. Like, you are calling all the shots. So money is no issue. Go. All
right. So I would do Alan Wake, the Xbox 360 game, directed by the guy who did Insidious, James Wan. However you pronounce it. And just kind of make it a darker... Well, it was dark to begin with.
Let's say darker than Alan.
This was the one that was dark to begin with.
No flashlights whatsoever.
It's all pitch black!
That'd be a cheap movie, but anyway.
That'd be also another movie black which screen. Was pitch black.
But yeah, and then keep the same writer, because I thought he did a great job. And then Poets of the Fall to do the soundtrack.
Because they did the
exactly.
soundtrack.
Exactly. It was amazing.
Okay, so that was your full thought.
Yes.
Okay. Question. And again, you know, if you don't have any, who do you have in mind to play Alan Wake?
You know, I didn't think that one through.
Okay. What's your half a thought you had?
Half a thought would be continue on with the Odd Thomas series.
Okay.
So I couldn't think of a director because it had to be something where it had to be a goofy movie, but then I want darker than the one that they actually did.
Did you ever read the book?
I read the first one. I'm almost done with the second one. I got the audiobook for the third one already bought.
So what's the odd? Because I haven't gotten around to reading the Odd Thomas books, or I never even saw the movie. What's it about?
I hate you so much.
Maybe you should stop reading shit, and maybe you'd stop stop hating people so much,
and let us catch up.
I would die. I'd be like a shark who stopped swimming. By the way, that's when they die if they stop.
Okay.
That's how they breathe. Anyways, so Odd Thomas is about a young man named Odd Thomas, who, and yes, that is his real name. Who has the ability to see ghosts that are on our, like, basically that are still here.
So, sixth sense?
Kind of. But, like, he can interact with them. Like, he can't talk to them. They can't talk. They can't actually speak to him. But he basically put it upon himself to try to help them move on. Because he realized the reason they're there is because they have unfinished business, murder victim, things like that. Also, he has other abilities. He has a thing he calls psychic magnetism, where he can think of somebody and he'll find his way there,
or they'll find him,
or he'll find him. Some like which is it's done well because you'd think, oh, that's just, you know, it'd be really easy to find. But he, even if he's just thinking about somebody, it'll just draw them to him for no reason. They don't know why, but they end up stumbling upon him, and it can be very bad.
Like they feel like they want to go left.
Exactly.
That's just it.
And it draws him or them to the other, which would be very bad because if he's thinking about some guy who tried to kill him and he got away from him, mm-hmm. that guy would eventually just stumble upon him by accident, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's shitty.
Yeah. So it has its pros and its cons. Like, if you want to try to find, like, I want to try to find Mike so I can get him off his cell phone while we record.
You just look at
I can,
find Mike.
Like, think Mike, and then I will just keep walking.
I'm listening.
And I will then eventually find Mike and then slap the phone out of his hand. So that's, and there's a lot more to it, but that's basically the premise.
That's a basic idea. Yeah. Okay. So
it was pretty good.
All right.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
Super sad ending.
Yeah.
I made him read it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It took him like a year and a half to read it, but
shit. I had it for 6 months. It only took me a month to read it once I started.
If you add all the time up, it took him a month.
I used to do that with the books as well.
You still do that with books.
No, I'm much better now.
Did you finish Book of S?
Okay, so I have like 75.
that's
only
funny.
Because I'm finishing so many other books.
excuses.
In the last couple,
I don't know how
you
could read so much shit at the same time.
It's easy.
ADHD for reading.
I can't, man. It's easy. I can read two things. I could read a book and comics.
You start at one sentence here, and then you just travel into the next book, and then you just go down a line. You just,
unlike how Adam reads, we start from left, go right, and then you go from top to bottom on one page. You don't skip to the next page.
Next page.
That's how you make it easier reverse on yourself.
Unless you're Adam, who reads backwards, apparently.
No, I don't.
Like a goddamn idiot.
Like he's reading manga.
Oh, fuck manga. Anyway.
That seems,
nobody said it was bad.
I didn't like it.
Seems super racist for some reason. That's cool.
A little bit is.
Why would you admit to that? Jesus. Dumb as shit. So I agree. I would like to see more of the Hod Thomas movies because I like the books a lot, especially the second book because it's really good.
How many books are there then?
Seven.
Oh, shit ton.
St. Odd is about to come out, I think.
Okay, that's not a number, but okay.
No, I said seven. I think there's
oh,
seven.
Oh, you said seven? Okay.
Yeah. St. Odd's the newest, the seventh one. I think
doesn't
it's
he
seven.
Have a lot of short
yeah,
stories,
yeah, they're never
too.
Good, though. They're not good at all.
Who is it that writes it? It's Dean Koontz. That's why I haven't read it.
And I would let him
that
stick with the
racist.
Writing.
That's not racist. That's a fact.
Racist now. Mike doesn't see colors.
That's
it's
racist.
A long story. We'll get into
yeah,
that's racist.
It's a fun one. So,
everybody's a shade of gray.
Would you like to go next, Mike? Do you have one? Or we can
yeah,
skip?
I got one.
Okay.
So this actually goes way back to one of our first couple podcasts.
Probably.
I still want to see Old Man Logan made into a movie.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about
but
that.
I make it a trilogy. I mean, the first movie is actually what happened to Wolverine, like that time frame, right?
Oh, so you jump
so you
to
do,
the flashbacks?
Do, yeah, the flashbacks.
Yeah, so
you
I go
what
in
happened.
That time frame, and I build that up because, like, if I don't need that, like the surprise in the comic book was really good when you find out what actually happened, but I don't think you need it in the movie. I don't think you need that surprise because it's going to get out. It's going to get ruined for 90% of the people anyway. So you do the first movie like that. Then you jump to basically where the book starts. And you do the book without the flashbacks. You can reference them and stuff. But you do the book. And then after that one, part three is him with Baby Hulk.
So I'm guessing you're going to
spoilers.
Have, I'm going to have... Yeah. You're gonna have Guillermo del or not Guillermo del Toro directed
Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson directed.
Spread it out.
No.
Because you're gonna take something that's only 200. No, it's not even 200. It's like
no.
It's
see,
like
I'm 74
pages.
I'm taking
and then
I'm taking
make
that
it.
Book and making it one movie. I'm just adding a backstory and a wrap up story.
Yeah,
to
but
it.
By the end of this, you know it's gonna be
splitting
like
the book
three.
In half for the
kind.
Prequel movie.
Yeah.
But yes, go ahead.
Yeah. But you
see,
know
you
mean.
Made it a prequel movie. You expanded yeah. on it. Now it's two movies.
Cause there's,
that's how The Hobbit started.
It, well, they're not all going to be 4.5 hours long with a bunch of midgets.
First off, they're dwarves.
Whatever
not
the
midgets.
Fuck they are.
They're a shit ton of Danny DeVito's.
They really are, actually.
I know.
But the... So, because I love the book, but I think that could section it off into a trilogy very well. Because, you know, you get that first story, and then you could get to put all the X-Men in it. And you could, you know, start it, obviously, way before that, and you could add a story to it. Do the actual book, and then do what I want to be someday, the sequel to Old Man Logan, the follow-up for it, which supposedly is supposed to happen, but I haven't heard anything
yeah.
since it
got
announced. So that's what I would do.
Would you put... Hugh Jackman in as Wolverine, you'd go
nah.
for somebody else.
I think I'd go two different people. Probably I have to go two different people. You could do a
younger
young
person,
man Logan, and then you could do an old man Logan,
or you would do Logan and then old man Logan, whichever one though.
No, you have
to
differentiate.
Yeah, it's young man Logan and old man Logan, and then it's really fucking old man Logan for the third one.
Except for if you. Spoilers, remember the book, he started it to not look aged again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His bigger back.
So he would be back to being
all those people.
Like, what do you call him? Young man?
Young man Logan?
Young man Logan?
Yeah, so he'd be back to Young Man Logan.
If Mark Miller releases a book called Young Man Logan, I am going to buy five of them.
And he'd be like, I thought of that first, you Scottish prick.
If he gives us the whole background story as to what happened, oh, it'd be so great.
I was listening to this really weird podcast.
What the fuck accent was that?
That was Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
So Mark Miller's Australian? Fair enough.
Not American.
It was an attempt to be like incomprehensible, but like,
oh, fair enough. Yeah,
but still comprehensible.
That dude's awful in interviews too. Oh yeah. My god, you can't understand shit.
It's because he's Scottish. So question: do you have a tone in mind, like a reference to another movie?
What do you mean?
Like, would you like yours to look like?
Yeah. It would have to be rated R.
Which, no.
But like if you want to make it like, for some reason, Memento came to mind.
Basically, do you have a movie that you would like to see it shot like? Obviously, rated R would have to be because
because lots of people die.
Yeah.
Bloodshed.
I don't know. I kind of just focus mainly on trying to keep it looking like the book, but
or even some like, because that. The way that the book was written, it has a very like westernish type of feel, at least at the beginning, because it takes place on a farm.
The second one,
yeah. So Clint Eastwood. So yeah, like an old Eastwood movie or something like that. At least.
I don't know.
All parts.
It would have to look like that.
But that's what he's saying. That's
like desolate, kind of almost post-apocalyptic ish, you know. I can't really know. Because I don't want it to be visibly dark, you know what I mean? Because there's too much cool shit that I think sometimes those really dark movies, you lose a little bit with it. But kind of more in the vein of like Cap 2, where, you know, it had its, you know, its action sequences were out there. But kind of cinematography-wise, you go back to how... regular Western, dude. Just keep it looking real. Keep it looking believable. Like Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like the long shots, and you just see them on like horseback. They weren't on horseback. They were in the that car.
The spider truck.
Yeah, the spider mobile. Yeah. Spider truck, yeah.
Basically a badass.
But yeah, like a long shot, and you just see the desert behind them, and they're just traveling
through.
With a
giant man fucking corpse sitting there, the skeletons.
Uh-huh. There's so many cool visuals. Like I said, I don't want it to be visibly dark. Because then I don't think you get all the... I wanted to look at... I can't really think of a movie that it would look just like, but definitely love the idea of putting superheroes in a Western movie, you know? Like that.
Yeah.
It just seems super dope. I would... I think I would want three separate directors for it, though. Because I think... And depending on what the story for the third one would be, you know, you kind of have your time. But...
Went from two to three now?
No, he already said three movies.
I said three movies. I didn't think.
No,
he
said three movies because he said he wants the prequel, which would be essentially the flashbacks, but told in a.
No, that's why I thought he meant two movies.
And then the third movie would be the not yet written sequel to Old Man Logan.
Because Old Man Logan leaves you on a
not so old man Logan.
Okay, gotcha.
That's a better name for the third one.
You
have Young Man Logan, you have Old Man Logan, and not so Old Man Logan.
Yeah, but then people are gonna think that's number two though, and they're gonna
well, the fuck those people. Those people aren't our fucking audience, are they?
That's true. The cast would be hard. That's way too much to come up for the cast.
If they read the material, they should be hard.
No. Yeah.
Took that the wrong way?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I went the wrong direction.
But I want...
look at my erection.
Sound like that?
Book of Eli.
Like your bookmarks?
Book of Eli
looked like it had like an Instagram filter over the whole thing.
Yeah, because it's supposed to look like that noir-ish, cowboy.
I don't want that look for it.
I don't think it really.
But do you want that environment though? Is that what?
Yeah,
you think
that's the kind of environment I would do.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Not complete desolation, policy. But not like not Mad Max desolation, except for parts of it.
So,
like when you get to this
Thunderdome-ish,
when you get to the ruins of New York, you know, and it's all like sunken down. Spoilers.
Yeah.
Directors, I want Jon Favreau to direct the second one.
Okay.
And I want. You said him earlier, but the guy.
Well, I said either Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah,
then
Guillermo
he said,
del Toro for the first one.
Peter Jackson is what I meant.
Oh, that would be super creepy too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on what the third one would actually be.
Yeah, then you're going to decide your third one to be more of a less. Third one's actually going to be less action, if I picture it in my head. Like, still action, but less action than the first two. There'll be more of a...
there'll be more action in the first one and in the second half of the second one.
Yeah.
Sparse in the second one. Yeah.
But when it gets going in the second one, oh shit.
Yeah.
All shit. Yeah. So that sounds good.
So, yeah. I want a team of writers, too.
Team of writers?
Yeah. Maybe not necessarily for this, because you already have the main tone for it. But I think it'd be cool to have, like, a group of writers come together and just work off each other's shit. Like, to their strengths, like
trying to write on this, but it's John, pushy.
like John Favreau would have a hand in writing it. Kevin Smith would have a hand in writing it. Yeah. You know who would be fucking dope? Who's the dude that wrote Less Than Zero and American Psycho? What's his name? Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't believe I'm not spacing. I feel like an asshole.
Keep talking.
But he is an amazing writer. Does great books. But he's written movies too.
Yeah,
and I think you take that twistedness that he gets in American
it's twisted
Psycho.
And like this. It's weird attention to detail that because I know I haven't read any of the books, but I know there's like characters and stuff.
Lesson
that just,
Zero is fucking
that
wild,
just,
dude.
That are across all the books, and if you're paying
Red
attention
Ellis.
To it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Like so, like a crazy team put together like that, because then you have him doing like the like detailed stuff and. Intricate stringing things along. You have Kevin Smith and John Favreau working on dialogue. Oh, so good.
Oh, the dialogue would be gorgeous.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. But yeah, that's what I want.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. And then also, someone needs to make The Mask a scary movie. We can get into
like,
that later.
Like the Jim Carrey mask?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Because that was supposed to be.
It's supposed to be. Yeah, it's not. It's not the a bright, cheery, like
goofy
movie that it.
But like
that
they got
the goofy movie. Oh,
the
sorry.
Goofy movie. We're gonna remake the goofy movie that. With
shot for shot live action.
With just creepy. People
with the guy who played Bull and from Night Court and.
We referenced Night Court on this podcast way too many fucking times.
We have not.
I don't think that's accurate.
That's like three times.
Not accurate.
It's like at least three times now.
The only reason why it's been referenced is because I watched that stupid goddamn movie that had him in it.
Secret Agent Club.
Secret Agent Club.
I don't want to hear you bitching.
That's fucked up. That's
so
amazing.
That's pretty much it. There's,
that's it,
yeah. Okay.
Cast is, I mean, I would need days to think about the cast for that.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and reread the book again.
Got to do some casting calls. Call some people up. Hey, I'm
casting calls.
I'm putting together this movie. Well, I mean, I'm putting it together in my head. I was wondering if you'd read some lines for me. No? Okay.
Get a hold of actors and make them audition for a movie I'm not making. Just over the phone.
Just so that you can come back to the podcast and be like, okay, so he sounded great.
Yeah.
I couldn't see him live because he was, you know, didn't want to come out.
Closet. yeah.
So that's pretty much it for you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joseph.
So, I don't know. I always
like
seem to...
A trilogy of Stargate in the theme. I'm just going.
See, well, you say that, and I know I come back to that. It is one of my favorite shows and movies of all time. But I have said it before that I would love to see it. I'm the type of person that I don't really realize that I want to see it until like it's almost already made or somebody is making it. So, it came out this past week that there was. A thought that Charlton Copley would have been was working on his own alien
Neil
type
Blomkamp.
Of, or sorry, well, yeah, I said Charlton Copley. Sorry, Neil Blomkamp was working on his own alien adaptation, like rebooting it, and this is the stuff that he wanted to do. He had like drawings all done and whatnot, and he had some script written, but I don't think he ever posted that. But from what he had shown. it could have been awesome. And plus, I don't think he's done a bad movie yet. Like, a movie that I haven't thoroughly enjoyed for one reason or another. And he's done the Alien movies, not Alien as in Ridley Scott movies, but he has done Alien movies, District 9. He's going to be, I mean, Chappie's not really an Alien movie, but it has that sci-fi twist to it. Elysium. Yeah, I mean, he's done such a good job with that genre that I think he could do something else in it and do like a sci-fi horror type of thing. That was really my thought into it. I don't really know who you would get as the queen alien that they showed.
Awesome.
Yeah. And that was Cody showing the pictures right now of some of the stuff that he posted on his Twitter account, and one of them is of like a alien exosuit that Ripley wears at one point in time,
which seems really badass. And then you think about it, you're like, how do they do it? But then you think about it again, you're like, I don't care, I want to fucking see it.
Exactly. I don't really have any casting in mind. It's hard to try and think of like a female actress right now that could probably pull off that Ellen Ripley
type of character. It's going to be someone
you don't know. Yeah, so it's going to have to be somebody you don't know. And honestly, it would have to be, even if he did just the first movie, it would have to be just a cast of unknowns. And that's kind of how the Alien movie was. I mean, there were a couple of relatively bigger actors on there, but they weren't like stellar, phenomenal actors of the time.
Was that guy that was originally in the one of the Freddy movies? There was. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
But then it would be awesome to see him do like a second movie, and you see something in the line of Aliens as well. And if he could continue, I would love to see him continue it, but I know he wouldn't.
Till he dies.
Till he dies. I want to keep making movies until he dies. Yep. I hope he does.
Contract of life.
And that's pretty much it, because the way he makes those movies, the cinematography and everything that goes into them is pretty much the atmosphere that I would want for that movie as well. It'd have to be a little bit darker because it is horror. But I think that he could absolutely do it and just do it the way he wants to do it, and I'd be perfectly fine with whatever he came up with.
I got a plan.
Uh-oh.
So you don't want to make the third one like the third one.
No.
I get that. But you still make the first one like a scary movie.
Yep.
Still make the second one an action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Third one, romantic comedy.
With a baby cannon in the background.
That's why Ripley's wearing the fucking xenomorph suit.
Yeah.
No.
Because that's the only way she could have sex with aliens.
Because the acid would like destroy her insides.
Yeah, from the inside out.
How about let's not?
So the ectosuit is actually also an endosuit.
The third movie is getting a lot better than this.
It's true. I'd rather watch Rock.
Now the fourth movie, however. The romantic fourth movie. Could totally have been a romantic comedy, and it would be a lot better than the actual fourth movie. Not so funny, but there was a Winona Ryder in it, and you were laughing about how she was still getting jobs at that point.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
That was right after she stole from that store too. A couple months after, maybe a year or so after
Winona
Ryder, yeah.
Gross. Huh. She's a weirdo anyways.
Yeah, that's pretty much for me.
All right.
But well, I did want to say one more thing about Neil Blomkamp, because what I said is I don't realize that I want to see remakes of stuff until I see them. And Chappie is like just essentially a remake of Short Circuit. It really is. You think about it, and obviously we haven't seen the movie yet, so it could be slightly different, but there is a lot of tones that he takes from Short Circuit. Like the part where he's learning the gangster talk, so fucking hilarious in the in both movies. In the I believe it was actually more of the second movie, a Short Circuit, that they did that.
Yeah.
But then
who's the Police Academy guy that was in that? What's his name?
Steve Gutenberg.
Oh, yeah, Steve Gutenberg. Yeah,
Steve Gutenberg. He was in the first one.
Yeah, he was in the first one, wasn't in the second one.
Was the other guy in the second one?
The guy who played the Indian who's not Indian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
because that's messed up. Right?
That's how they went from. That's how, they, other than Johnny Five, that's how they linked the two movies together.
Yeah.
Did you have a problem with that?
No.
A white guy playing an Indian guy?
It's weird because.
He had
past,
a problem with a white guy playing an Indian guy.
But he didn't outright sit there and play an Indian guy.
He did. They
so
like
apparently
they literally
yeah,
only
well, yes.
on
white
him.
People play Native American Indians. Feathery.
Because
Indians,
what I'm saying
that.
Is that that's a bit of a cop-out. That's a cop-out. You could actually go get an Indian actor.
Yeah, they could have gone and get an Indian actor then, too. But instead they literally put a white guy in brown face.
No, they didn't.
You seen what he really looks like?
Yeah.
It's not that dark, bro. He doesn't talk like that.
I can understand he doesn't talk like that.
He's also not that dark. Lots of makeup on him to make him look Indian.
It's
racist
true.
As fuck. The third one, that robot
sunny.
Kills him for being a racist.
I didn't think there was a third one. Not even a direct
in the
DVD.
Theater of Mike there is.
Yeah.
Same... It was actually a double feature. I watched that one and then the romantic comedy Aliens.
I thought for just some reason. That. No, I like, you yeah. said like I mashed them up. And I was like, Johnny Five battling fucking Xenomorphs. This shoulder
a romantic
laser.
Comedy.
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
Clive Owen.
I watched Gremlins.
Owen Wilson is in it. He's dark, dude. He's,
wow.
Yeah, he's, he looks he's Indian. He looks
show
Indian.
Show a picture of him in like any other movie he did.
Like Hackers?
Hackers or that episode of Friends he was in.
That episode of Friends.
Was it Weird Science that he was in or My Science Project?
My Science Project.
Yeah. That was the Dennis Hopper one, right?
Yeah. Not the one where he was the dinosaur king. Just kidding.
I don't know. Everybody the dinosaur. So, hey,
gross.
Adam, are you still here?
I am.
All right.
For joining.
Any input
so basically what happens is we talk about a bunch of movies that
before
he wasn't
was
born for. So, yeah.
Technically, you were born.
You well, just, early 90s?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking 80s.
You just weren't like.
Well, that's actually him.
Wow. He's trying to justify his head saying, no, they didn't put
shit.
That much makeup on him.
He is white.
Yeah.
Just visibly getting pissed
no,
off.
No, I'm in disbelief at you just because I know we've had this argument before with different actors, and I know I've been right. Like,
I'm
remember when we got
wrong.
Into remember when we got into the Lone Ranger argument, and I told you that the original guy who played Tonto was an actual Indian, and you kept saying no, he wasn't. Yes, he was. He
okay,
was. Is
even,
it from
that's
the
not what we're
was.
Talking
it's
about?
Not
though.
Changing.
But no, this is what I mean. This is what he's accusing me of talking about. That he's
no,
saying that
I mean,
I'm okay with I'm okay with this, but I'm not okay with the Indian thing.
Yeah, that is kind
that's
of
the way,
that
that's
is
what
we were talking about.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about when I was wrong about the original Tonto being a white guy. I was making fun of you because you're like you were like he's not he's actually pretty dark, but he's not like he's super white, and it's the exact same thing. And it's funny because they're both a white guy playing Indian, but it's a different type of Indian.
No, the original guy who played Tonto.
We're talking about Johnny Depp.
No,
you got upset that
Johnny
Depp 5. Was playing.
Yes.
Yeah. And then what we said was this guy, Fisher Stevens.
I'm talking about Steve Guttenberg. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No, you started bringing. You brought the Indian guy.
Anyway, Guttenberg did not
Guttenberg
play the Indian
killed
guy.
It in Police Academy and 3 Men and a Baby. He's fantastic in both. Police Academy 2, really good. All the rest of Police Academy. Shaky there, yeah. It's not that
a
good.
Little shaky.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the cartoon series from it?
What?
Yeah.
Shut your fucking mouth. There's a cartoon series.
Are you
Academy?
Fucking kidding me?
Hey,
yeah.
Come on. What year did it come out? Give me a break here.
You've seen the Police Academy movies, right?
Yeah.
So then, doesn't matter, does it? Because they exist.
Well, like a cartoon, I'm guaranteeing, like a cartoon like that lasted for 4 minutes and
yeah.
then went away forever.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching it alongside of
Hightower.
There was another police one. I can't remember what it was now.
You think when Police Academy came out, they're like, man.
2 seasons, 65 episodes.
Way wow. too many.
Debuted in 88.
Okay.
That explains it.
Depending on the month, I was one.
But what I'm saying, though, is the original Police Academy movies were made before you were born.
Yeah, but those are on TV and DVDs and Blu-rays everywhere.
And this
have
is
you ever
DVDs.
Gone to the store and seen Police Academy cartoon series for sale somewhere?
No.
No, because it was
that's
off
something
the air
you have to
now.
Look for.
Way off where they
you have to
it
know
happens.
About that motherfucker and find it. I just kind of stumbled across Police Academy at some point.
Well, because it was one of those movies in the early 90s that they used to play all the time. Yeah. And I haven't seen it in
Michael Winslow's still years. Alive? He's still alive, right?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
They should make a new Police Academy. That's what we want to do. We want to make a new Police Academy. How fucking awesome would that be?
That actually would be pretty awesome.
Gutenberg I say we jump right to Russia, though.
Oh, Gutenberg as the captain? Yeah.
No, no, dude. We follow the trend. We go all of them. We do all of them. Yep, all of them.
All of them. The first two.
All the first two.
All the two of them.
Is it? And part three is the one that Tony Hawk's in, right?
Might
like,
be.
That's the one where they like, bust the skater squads, and one of the skaters is like a super young Tony Hawk with shitty long hair. It's pretty funny.
I don't
go back
remember.
And watch it.
Hold on. I will tell you right now. Keep talking amongst yourselves.
Oh, it's like someone that has an internet box.
I like how he tells you to hold on, but keep talking.
Hold it. Keep going, but hold it.
Let's see. Number four.
That was number four?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I can't believe I've seen number four.
How many were there?
Which is six. Funny. You've seen four, six? And it was made in 87, which means a year later
okay,
the cartoon came out.
But movies are all around. Cartoons...
If you don't, they're not gonna.
Like if you don't know them, dude,
they're
like not
gonna put cartoons
it.
On.
Is this the cartoon?
Yeah, that's
or is
the cartoon.
Just another
right
one called Police Academy.
No, that looks like it.
Let me see. I
that
can't
looks
see
like
it.
Pound Puppies. Like
that's it.
Yeah,
that's Pound Puppies. That's what Pound Puppies. Looks
you know what
like.
Pound Puppies are?
I worked.
Which...
I worked at Target, which had toys in the toy department.
Yeah,
for
but
a year
you
and
knew
and
that's
half.
A that was a show.
Yeah, because I looked it up because I was like, these Pound Puppies look fucking awesome. Where do they come from?
I was looking at the people, the shows that they that this company made. Ruby Spears production for Warner Brothers. They made a bunch of stuff that I watched. Like a bunch. Fang Face and Fang Puss, Plastic Man Comedy Adventures.
What?
I'm not.
There's a superhero named Plastic Man in the DC universe.
No, that's not what I was.
Oh, Fang Face
with Pussy. What was it?
Fang Puss.
Oh, Fang Puss.
Yes.
Is what are we talking about now?
Or porno
Gutenberg,
of it.
I think.
Steve Gutenberg. What have you been doing lately?
Steve
hanging
Gutenberg.
Out, selling the Total Body workout or whatever.
Is he?
Yeah, he was on one of those. What's the Chuck Norris one? Total Body?
I think it is Total Body, actually.
He was on one of those commercials.
Wow, that's kind
of
weird.
If it's not
huh.
Sidekicks, I don't fucking know what it is.
Have you watched, well, you were older than me, so you might have known right away.
Fang Puss. That's his kid.
He named his kid Fang Puss?
His name is Fang Face. So
yeah, but Fang Puss?
The thing about Fang Face, you know why they call him that?
No.
He has a fang?
Because he has a fang, and it's in the middle of his face. It's
so his
what
son
it is.
Has a fang in the middle of his pussy?
No, because he's a cat. Another name for...
Oh, they're cats?
Yeah.
That,
look
like
that did
dog.
Not look like cats.
No, that, yeah.
Look
like
we're dogs. Also talking about a cartoon made in like the early 80s, so... Or
that
even
is
70s.
True.
What
point.
Was. Never mind. I don't know enough details to bring it up.
All right, fair enough.
There's a cartoon. I'm going to bring it up anyway. It had to do with a cat. It was a cat cartoon. And this cat was dating another cat who had a pet dog named Sharky. What was that?
Heathcliff? No.
The dog's name was Sharky, though. And I always try to eat the cat.
It does sound familiar, actually.
Fuck. Sharky the dog. A cartoon with a cat.
Eek the cat.
Huh?
Eek the cat.
Eek the cat. Yeah. Eek. That was actually a pretty good show. Yeah.
His name should have been Fang Pussy.
Fang Puss.
Pussy Fangs.
Different movie. That's called Teeth.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. It's a movie, and it, a girl
did
has
you see
teeth
the,
in her vagina.
The unallowed poster for that movie? You haven't, you're shaking your head like you never heard
no,
of
it. No, I'm shaking my head because of the fucking comment.
That's what it was about.
Yeah,
she had
it was.
Teeth in her vagina.
Yeah.
Do you
and
see...
she bit a dude's dick off.
Yeah.
Her vagina bit a dude's
not
dick
a
off.
Good,
and
not
then she stood
day.
Up and it goes.
Yeah.
There's a silhouette of it falling out, but it still was hilarious. And terrifying. All in the same.
No, I just. I'm not gonna.
Mike just got super hard for some
reason.
No, I have an image of the from Austin Powers, the gold member.
When they're pulling everything out of his butt.
Yeah,
in the tent. Yeah, that's pretty funny. How did a racket get in there? Adam, you want to say anything during this podcast, bro?
Oh, I've been.
Oh, he's playing the role of Eric today?
No, good job.
Well, you guys talking away from the mic. Before and... I was born, so.
It's all mostly before I was born. You're only like 2 years younger than me.
That's true.
That actually is pretty true.
No, that whole fang pussy.
Fang thing. Puss.
No,
fang
no, puss. No, the porno pussy you fangs. Were talking about.
It's not a porno. It's a movie called Teeth.
Yeah. What?
It's a movie called Teeth. Look the fucking thing up. Okay. It's a real movie called Teeth.
Got made and everything.
Girl has teeth in her vagina.
That just sounds like a porno.
How wide of
why the fuck would anyone watch like this as a porno? What the fuck kind of porno are you watching?
No, there was one. Wasn't Deep Throat some weird fucked up thing about that?
No, Deep Throat was about blowjobs.
Yeah.
No, it was something
else. Have you had
sex? No, it was something else.
With someone beside yourself?
He's...
No.
He likes to play Mortar,
it was
the single player
different.
Game? I might got it.
That's pretty good.
Joe's going to throw up on himself, I'm pretty sure. Or just remembering summer camp.
What do you want to talk about? Hurry up. Get some.
Oh, no, that was it. Because I can't find it.
What's your favorite cartoon growing up, real quick, now? Talking about cartoons.
Say Care Bears, Say Care Bears.
I don't know. I like the Batman Fuck's wrong and Care the Bears. Spider-Man.
Which okay, Spider-Man?
Something goofy, a goofy cartoon.
Goofy cartoon. You know, Rocko's Modern Life was...
I fucking love
was
that.
Was a great cartoon.
Sheldon
was,
so inappropriate.
Oh, yeah.
It's so awesome.
It was a good show.
Remember Freakazoid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Poopstick.
Yeah.
He said Poopstick. It's a turd. He talked about a turd. He goes, Poopstick. And he's talking about a turd. And he gets upset. And it's a thing from a cartoon.
Remember the the theme song to it?
No.
Super Freak Extraordinary.
Oh, yeah.
Runs around in his underwear. Freakazoid. Freakazoid.
Always like good ones. The small cartoons in Animaniacs, like the little
the
side
shorts.
Cartoon.
Yeah.
Those
were cool.
So good.
Yeah.
What was the old broad? It was like a. Was she a cat? It's like an old lady, but it was a cat.
The old broad.
Does that sound mean?
When you say old broad, it's just like what are you 47? Like, what's wrong with you?
Well, there was the I think you're thinking of there was a squirrel. I think it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of it, but yeah, she was the.
She always talked about.
And she had the little. She had the little kid.
Getting home in time to watch Montel Williams.
Yeah.
Did we ever figure out why Montel Williams was in Animaniacs so much?
Because
it was a big thing at the time.
Squirrel cat thing, like that old broad squirrel cat thing.
That
loved Montel.
Old broad squirrel
Slappy
cat
the
thing.
Squirrel.
No, that was the kid. That was the kid.
Oh, that was
so
kid?
Whatever.
Yeah, it was like her nephew or something.
I don't think they really ever explained it.
They did.
Or they did, but I don't pay attention to cartoons.
Read the fan fiction.
Read the fan fiction, and it gets all porno.
Oh, that's weird.
With teeth,
it gets weird.
Adam would be in that because he apparently isn't a porn with ladies have teeth in their vaginas.
No, it just sounds.
But wasn't
like
Deep Throat just like that?
No, I swear there was something different about that one, too. Because I got that wrong on a trivia question.
You're getting it wrong now.
Yeah.
And where are you having
what kind of
trivia
are you going to? Anyways,
Gillian's.
In Tempe.
I have two movies you need to watch.
Okay.
The first one is Teeth.
Okay.
You don't need to watch it.
No, watch it.
Okay.
You can watch the wood clip online.
No, just watch the whole movie.
Don't watch
it. And then the second one is Dead Girl.
Okay.
Watch both those. And when you get checked out of the loony bin, let me know. Because I got a couple other ones you could watch, too. That's the one.
Okay.
That's the first one.
That's Teeth. That.
Look up. That poster doesn't do it justice.
It
there's
really
a, there's a, another poster
yeah.
of an X-ray.
That's actually the movie.
So awesome.
Yeah.
That's the movie.
That's the movie.
Yeah, but that
right.
was
that's...
yeah, that was the poster for it, too. There's like the not allowed poster for like regular movie theaters and shit. It was a poster from like mid stomach down. It was like an X-ray, and you could see the teeth in her vagina area. It was so weird. Oh, there.
Holy shit! Yeah.
What was the other one? Dead Girl.
Dead Girl. Yeah.
Okay.
Was it on there too?
No. Nah, it's not on here.
Movie or when
we'll
that
have to
came
add
out.
That.
That's your honor.
I just want to say this is probably the most productive podcast we've ever had.
2008 was Dead Girl.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'll watch them.
I'm trying to think of like other cartoons as a kid that were like goofy ones. I'm thinking like Bonkers was pretty good.
Oh, I forgot about Bonkers.
Is that the Shirt Cop Tales? Cat?
Yeah, it was the Cop Cat.
Shirt Tales? Pinky and Shirt the Tales? Brain?
I don't really remember older, Shirt Tales that much.
Older than
I actually, was. Actually, what my, what's it called? Like the stocking holder that you have during Christmas time?
Stockings?
Stocking holder.
Oh.
Not stockings.
Oh. Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Something to hold your stocking?
Well, you know, if you don't nail it to a wall. Hey, nail it
to the mantle or something.
Anyway, so that that thing with that I have pins, Joe. You is use actually
a push pin.
Use push pins.
In Canada, they have really big stockings, so they can't just use a push pin.
Yeah.
What are you putting in your stocking where you need an actual holder for it?
A leg? What do you think goes in a stocking?
Not Christmas ones.
It's a leg made of candy filled with maple syrup.
Candy leg.
Canadians are weird, man.
You're weird.
That's where the leg lamp came from. Made in Canada. Remember Fagili?
Mike's like, I don't know enough about it not to, so I'm, stop hitting me. Jesus.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Anyway, so that holder that I have for Christmas is from Short Tales.
Calm down. Go ahead.
So that holder that I have for
Short Tales
is one of the characters from Short Tales. Yeah, is from that show. I don't remember that well, but yeah, I do remember Short Tales.
What does the holder go on?
The counter?
Just like a counter, or
hangs like off the counter or something?
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it hangs off and then there's a hook. You put it on the counter.
Counterweight for it?
Well, it is the counterweight for the stocking.
Yeah, it's like a figurine.
Yeah.
And it has a hook on it. And then you hang the stocking from it.
Yeah.
Coming around to this idea, I want one now.
You put it on mantle places as well if you have those. I mean,
can you hang other stuff from it?
Well, yeah.
As long as it's not heavy.
Most of them are.
Can you make it a coat hanger?
No.
Yeah. Well yes, you could if it's
like a windbreaker. Like a windbreaker.
Or you tape down this, you know, the thing.
It's got a counterweight. Why would I want to tape it?
Because it's not super heavy.
It's not going to carry. It's not going to hold a jacket.
How heavy is it?
It's probably maybe a pound or two.
Let's put it perspective. Probably less weight than this phone.
Cody lied to me. That's not enough weight for a whole leg.
Yeah, but you don't know what a chocolate leg
is. No, when you put the leg in it, the foot touches the ground.
So it's a stretchy stocking?
Well, it's a long stocking. I mean, it's his. It's a long fucking leg.
They mold your leg for the stocking? Take measurements and shit?
Yeah, and an old lady come in. He's looking it up now to show you what it is.
It's bothering me that you don't know.
I don't know, man. Well, actually, call me American, but we just hung ours up.
Well, but that's what it is. Thumbtacks? So, like that. It's a stocking holder.
So instead of having a permanent hook that goes into your mantle,
you
do those so you don't have to disfigure the mantle.
Mine is a Shirt Tales character.
Mike still doesn't know what a Shirt Tales is.
God damn it, Mike.
Remember that cartoon cat in Last Action Hero? That cartoon would be pretty dope to watch in real life.
I always wanted an Itchy and Scratchy cartoon. That was Shirt Tales.
Yeah. No fucking clue what that is.
That monkey looks familiar.
Yeah, it's some Shirt Tales.
But I don't remember anybody else.
I had a nickel
else.
For every time I heard that.
This was made in 82.
Okay.
So not only were you not born, but your parents were hoping you weren't going to be born at this point.
The raccoon is the...
Yeah, the raccoon?
Is the, yeah.
He was the leader.
That's like the precursor to Rocket Raccoon.
Except for Rocket Raccoon was made in 74.
Okay, it was like a ripoff from Rocket Raccoon. And you love Rocket Raccoon.
That's true.
You've if I can always actually loved find. Raccoons.
Yep, there it is right there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's the raccoon, sorry. It's the penguin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the penguin?
Yeah, the penguin.
Yeah, they started doing other ones.
You must not like raccoons very much. Really, yeah, fuck raccoons now.
Because there was a kangaroo... Later on, there were...
Jesus, balls, dude.
Sorry.
Just ripping shit apart. There was a bunch of ones. There was a squirrel one, too. I can't remember all the other ones. There was a bunch of different Shirt Tales. The mole... Digger made me laugh a lot, too. Digger. I said digger with a D. Some mic light up like, oh, racism! Oh, he said digger. He was a mole, so he would dig.
Is that...
Hence the name.
Is he based off a Dig Dug?
No, he didn't have a pump. Or a shovel. He uses his hands.
I don't like this character anymore.
I liked it when he was racist.
I liked him when he was a racist video game character.
Hey, way better back then. Can I go over mine for our little game we were playing?
You didn't jump in, dude. This podcast is way too long. You don't have time to do yours.
Fuck you.
It's not that bad.
No, I think we should end it now.
Fair enough. I never get to go. Cut Cody off.
No, fine. Let's get the crybaby some time. No, do it.
Oh, kitty pa.
Sorry.
He says, as the viewers at home don't know what the fuck
there's
he's
a cat
about.
With his paw through the opening of a door.
Listeners.
It's so not.
Hey, doesn't matter because it doesn't matter. It affects you because you don't listen.
Am I not listening now?
Apparently you are.
You don't even download it, dude. You don't even list the download numbers.
You are
need
correct.
To tell me what you're.
Mine's simple. Mine's real easy.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah.
I haven't figured a director out yet, but I would like to do a three-part movie or a cable miniseries.
12-part miniseries.
A 12-part miniseries.
Something like 12 parts.
We can go nine. Let's do nine.
Nine?
Yeah, nine-part miniseries.
It depends on what it is.
No, if it's three movies, you could stretch it out to nine and it won't get ridiculous.
Well,
it's
basically make a season.
Court of Owls. Batman Court of Owls.
See, and that's you could probably do that into like 12. You could maybe do that one.
I think
a
you could do
longer.
It.
You could probably do it in three. I mean, you could probably.
And I want all the characters that are in the Court of Owls, and I'm talking not like the Junction books where they're in their own titles, like Nightwings and stuff. The only ones from Batman, like Scott Snyder's Batman run. I want those, all the characters. So Nightwing's in there, Batgirl's in there, everybody in there. Dope as shit.
That would be pretty cool.
And I have Scott Snyder write the screenplay. Of course. It's mostly done already because he writes full script anyways. I will give Greg Capullo art direction, so he gets to go with the costume people and they get to make the costumes. I don't have an actor in mind for anybody. Jesus.
Damn it, Mike.
You're all drunk.
Fucking model.
Fair enough. The style, I mean, you just make it look like the
Ben
comic
Affleck.
Book, you know?
Batflick.
Where it's when it's dark, but not like you know, oh, I can't see shit, but like, I'm saying like dark isn't like super violent dark, you know?
Fucked up.
Like, and I want it to open just like Court of Owls does, where like it's like in the prison, you know, and there's in Arkham and there's the fucking fight dude. So dope. It would be so amazing.
You make that into like a 15-minute fucking fight.
That would
literally like
awesome.
You just open it up. So like, can you imagine how amazing that would be? Just like movie
opening
or whatever
a
opens
show up.
Up
that
yeah,
nobody
right?
has seen
oh,
before.
Yeah.
With all characters you've seen. Like you have Killer Croc and you have like the Riddler with the fucking the hair cut into the question mark, like whole nine yards, just getting a big old fucking brawl, dude. Oh, that'd be dope.
What about Quentin Tarantino for the director?
No, it's too confusing.
Okay. Well,
it's going
backwards. He would be fucked up. Like, I would want...
Which is fine, but I don't want, like, he wouldn't tell the story properly.
Oh, okay.
Because he would try to tell... He would, like,
a very structured story.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And he's very...
take a lot of liberties with that.
Yeah. Because otherwise he would just mess the story, because there's beats in the story that you need to happen at certain points, and he would easily mess that up.
Okay.
Not that I don't like Quentin Tarantino, like, other than the fact
that... Like, you're excited for Hateful Eight, come on.
Because hopefully they killed Channing Tatum in a horrible way.
Is he in that movie?
Yeah. Fucker. I can't get rid of that.
How does he weasel his way into things?
He did pretty good in Foxcatcher, dude.
Was he?
Foxcatcher was pretty good.
Did you go see it? Thanks for the invite.
I didn't go see it.
You just saw
did
it.
Did you rent it?
Yeah.
Fucking thief.
And you still couldn't invite us?
It had Chinese subtitles.
Oh, those are the worst.
Chinese. I don't know.
They were them Ching Chong languages.
It wasn't letters.
They're pictures.
They're symbols. Like they're wing nuts or whatever. Wingdings.
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 Wingnuts.
Speaking of which, do you know there's a we think it's a virus that will change your login screen to Wingdings on Windows 8.
Wow.
So when you go to log in, your name and everything.
Well, that
you do
there
is
that
Wingdings.
Thing. If your fonts get fucked up,
it shows
will
up
have,
as yeah.
It'll show up as like the weird. Like I've seen one that like W's looked like the Weyland Yutani symbol where it had like a line going through it, and you're like, what?
But no, like straight up Wingdings. Like this dude's login page, every letter was Wingdings.
That's pretty.
It was
that's
fucking
pretty
epic,
fucking
dude.
That's
resets.
A dope hat. Oh, that's a dope virus.
Yeah, that's the kind of virus that's fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, it only causes you to have to probably restore your computer.
Well,
and,
first
you know,
off, fuck
stuff.
You. Don't have your stuff only on your computer. That's your fault.
Yeah, store that all that stuff in the cloud as well, you know.
Or on external hard drives, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Don't be dumb. New Chappie trailer in 2 days.
Oh.
news. So yeah, that's mine. That would be my pick. I want it. Shot for shot, but I want it to look like the comic does with the grittiness and the super violence. And then depending on how well that goes, maybe do Death of the Family, have a fucked up Joker with his face hanging off. But I want live action.
At that
so
point,
so that's the story that hasn't been made into a film out of Batman that you want the most.
Yes,
really.
It's pretty.
I mean, it's amazing.
Think about it, though. God damn, look how fucking badass seeing him fight the fucking Talons would be.
At that point, amazing. My question would be, what type of network would you put that on?
Because I would put it on HBO.
Yeah, because I was going to say, once you get to the Death in the Family, it's
you need
start
money.
Darker.
Well, see, you could do Death in the Family even like on like an AMC or like a cable network, like that, because there's no real overt violence. Like, there's no gut spilling out and stuff.
No.
But I don't want commercial breaks.
Yeah,
because I fucking loathe commercial breaks.
Yeah,
Netflix has ruined me for that. So is fucking BBC, because
that's true.
Nothing has
How
commercial
about
breaks.
Netflix do it?
I would be down for Netflix too, but you need money behind it, because I don't want them to like.
And such a thing would have to be big money behind it.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be big money.
You know what? You know, you could actually get away with it. If someone was to do it and do it right, it'd be a smaller company trying to break into that kind of business model, and would just have to be ballsy enough to shell out the cash to do it right up front.
Yeah.
But it would lift them off the fucking.
Oh yeah, it would, yeah. Whoever
could you
does
imagine
it would.
If it was like because like everyone's doing their own fucking entertainment shit now, like Xbox Live has their own shit coming, PlayStation Network,
yeah. Amazon,
Yahoo. Like if it was one of those weird ones. Like Yahoo or fucking.
The only problem
Amazon.
Is like those nowadays they would have to sink a fuck ton of money into it because it would be huge. Like, the costumes.
But what
alone
better way
shut someone
to
out.
To jump into it? You
oh,
know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
it would be amazing.
You can't, I don't think at this point it's too late in the game to like tiptoe into it and test the waters. You know what I mean? Like, you got to go balls deep.
But if, that's how that show would begin. It's going balls deep.
You have
yeah,
to
just when you start.
Like,
that's
what I'm saying. And I think a smaller. One that's not completely into it, like a Yahoo or PlayStation Network or Xbox or whatever, I'd buy an Xbox.
But I don't want it to be a binge watch show. I mean, obviously, when it comes out fully, people binge watch it. But I want it to be one of those things where like it has anticipation every week, and a new episode comes out, and so everyone's like Game of Thrones,
so
Walking Dead.
HBO is going to be the best for that,
for sure.
Netflix releases all
that,
once.
But if it actually happened, he'd be like, "Oh, what the fuck happened?
Oh, well, yeah.
I want to know now."
For sure. Like, I do the same thing every year when Game of Thrones comes out, like on TV, because I watch it when it's hit TV. Every fucking week, the episode's in. I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me? This is where you stop this episode? I don't like, don't." And then you get to the end of the season, you're like, "Are you fucking joking? Why is this stopping right now? What's going to happen? Why is she getting on a boat? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Who was that came back?
Exactly.
What's going on?"
Well, I think this time was fucked up for those mid-season finales. Because, what was it? Constantine got shot, and they just end it.
Oh, we talked about this on a previous podcast.
Yeah,
you should listen to it.
Well, I'm just saying.
Special guest. Put a jewel on my table. I was going to say something. Someone posted a thing. Anyways, but speaking of that, like, yes, some fucked up shit went down. Arrow. I mean,
yeah, Arrow got
me?
Kicked off the cliff.
He got stabbed, man.
Been stabbed.
Yeah, dude was left for dead in the snow. Like, good thing he landed in the snow. Cause,
he's used to it. He got into the boat wreck and got left for dead.
Yeah, he didn't get stabbed all the way through his abdomen, though. Like, that shit.
By Ra's al Ghul.
Some bullshit.
Batman needs to come down and save him.
Bullshit. But I was going to say is, did you see the picture someone posted of the trailer from Ant-Man where you see Paul Rudd all fucking ripped up and he's like holding a bandage against his side?
No, I didn't.
Someone's like posted that picture and it says, Nathan Drake. Uncharted?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, that would be dope. I'd bet Paul Rudd in Nathan Drake's shoes if they couldn't get Nathan Fillion.
I just don't think Nathan Fillion a couple of years ago would have been good
for
it. But
like
not
when he
now.
Was Mal, for sure.
Yeah, when he was Mal. He's kind of settled into his castle
That's
role.
True.
And he's.
Say
he's,
it? You
he's
can say it?
Settled into it.
Got comfortable.
He's getting a little bigger.
But that's only like
oh, I know.
A season.
He's older.
What?
That probably only has, what, one season left? Two seasons?
Oh, the ABC will keep that going for sure.
Yeah, it's popular.
If
it's
Bones
popular.
Can go 10 seasons, dude, like, they can. Castle can go that far.
How many seasons is Castle, do you know?
think they're in five or six.
So yeah, they've got like eight. They've got a while to go.
Yeah.
So yes, Court of Owls or Night of Owls or whatever you want to call it. You can call it all three, but I would like to see that.
We'll call it Birds of Prey.
We will never call it Birds of Prey, and Joe will not be returning ever again. So say goodbye, New Year, one less person.
Fine. We can call it The Cape.
The Cape.
Joe Hill's The Cape. Not that shitty NBC show. Tim, motherfucker. We're talking last night at Wings. We were talking about books and stuff, and like I mentioned, Joe Hill's The Cape, and he's like,
"Oh, The Cape.
Is it based on that? Is that TV show based on?" I was like, "You fucking shut your mouth. You shut it." I was like, "I'm gonna punch in your dicks. Don't ever, ever compare those two together."
Both dicks.
Both of them.
Dicks.
One it's ball, two dicks. It's a weird birth effect.
How angry he is.
Yep. I'll hit you so hard.
It all equals up to three.
It's like simple math.
Exactly. Yeah.
Three dicks, three balls.
As long as it's
ball,
three.
Two dicks, one dick, two balls. That seems weird.
Three balls?
Yeah. No dicks, three balls?
It equals three.
It does dicks, equal no three, balls? But I think the biology that, behind that one.
That was the whole premise of that.
Yeah. That. As long as it all equals three.
Yeah,
anyway, so I would like to see Scott Snyder's... first run as Batman be live actioned. It would be dope as shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it would.
And that's why I think it would be better. I could be done as movies, but I don't want to like hobbit it with the pacing where like all of a sudden you get to a part where it's like, all right, cool.
Where's the, first movie? Cue up the singing.
First off, no. It would be the Bat family singing.
So jingle much
bell, cooler. Jingle bell, Batman. Oh. Mommy laid an egg. He's human. Can't fucking lay an egg. It's his name. It's like a nickname. Why don't you use your first name? Shut up, bitch. You're my rich people stuff.
We had this talk earlier, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Sons of bitches. So, yeah, that was it for me. That was mine.
All right.
Cool.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
It's good to end it now.
It's good to end it now. We're going to wait. Just kidding. All right, that's it. We didn't come up with assignments again. Do you want to try to do the war movie
thing?
Do
you want to try the... Yeah, I think...
Yeah, next week, war movies, people.
All right, top five war movies, and you must watch one of them.
Okay.
Five,
and
Mike.
And no TV shows or miniseries, right? We decided?
Yeah, because I think we threw out the Pacific and Band of Brothers. Yeah. They're great movies. They're great.
That was good.
They're great series, but we wanted just movies.
Just movies. So top five war movies.
Have to watch one.
Okay.
All right.
Final Frontier.
Was that an all right? Like I've already finished it all right?
Yeah, I got top five in my head right now.
All right.
You want to hear it?
No.
No, it's for next week.
No,
what's
no,
wrong
I'm going to tell
no,
you.
No, end it.
It's going to be...
No.